No. Nope. Seen it. Oh, nah.
Can't find something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream. It's Sky without the dish. Watch unmissable Sky exclusives like The Regime and Netflix too, all over super reliable Sky full fibre broadband. Get Sky Stream, Sky Broadband and Netflix for just €50 a month. Search Sky Stream. Availability subject location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Stream and broadband sold separately. Further terms apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.
Seachtain. An Indo Ascaelige.
Time I mon iroachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chorp. Agus súligam amach an seo, gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara i gcuirna meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthcháir na reachtam. Iadach sé tarraing go raibh an orthcháir san i lis dúthail agus go mbeadh fanacht gáir a chloig sár ducha sin éachar. Ná ní bhí ann thar d'oraigh sin, bhí marbh.
Seachtain, find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers, and we reject woke ideology.
Today on the Indo Daily, Meatball Ron DeSantis. Trump pretender or White House contender?
If you nominate me, you can set your clock to January 20th, 2025 at high noon. I will be taking the oath of office as the 47th president of the United States.
Ron DeSantis is Donald Trump's biggest challenger for the Republican nomination for president. But his controversial campaign has already been hit by glitches.
We've got just a massive number of people online, so it's servers are straining somewhat.
The arch-conservative Florida governor has taken divisive stances on a series of culture wars.
Backlash this morning after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis confirms he sent two planes of migrants to Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday without notice.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, this is ridiculous.
The gender-bred man. So this is trying to sow doubt about kids, about their gender identity.
This course on black history, what's one of the lessons about? Queer theory. That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids.
This is inappropriate.
I'm Fionnán Sheehan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Gina London, former CNN anchor and Sunday Independent columnist, to discuss if DeSantis can make it to the White House.
God bless you all. Thank you very much. Thank you for a historic landslide victory.
Gina, tell me about Ron DeSantis, because looking at him from the outside, comes from a fairly modest background. His ancestors are Italian-American immigrants. He went to Ivy League colleges, served in the military. Seems to tick a lot of boxes.
Well, when you look at him as now the governor of Florida, 20 million people, and a state that is ruby red now, there can be a launch pad in that regard from a presidential campaign observing perspective. And when you look at the backstory of him, as you alluded to, there can be a lot of great stump political platform speech type of things. Yes, his parents were middle class, working class, and he, great American pastime, was a baseball star, a little league star. His own little league team went all the way to the World Series. Then he was an ace baseball player for his first place that he went to college, which was Yale. Not too bad from a sports scholarship standpoint. Then he went on to Harvard Law School, and then he became an attorney with the Navy. So we've got the military. We've got, coming up from the bootstraps story, we've got the law school. And then he became a congressman. Then he met his wife, who was a reporter in the state of Florida. They, interestingly, a little bit of a foreshadowing here, they got married in Walt Disney World. We'll come back to that lovely mouse kingdom later. And then he went on and became the governor. And it was a tight race initially. And then just this past November, he won in a historic landslide.
We've accomplished more than anybody thought possible 4 years ago, but we've got so much more to do, and I have only begun to fight. God bless you all. Thank you very much. Thank you for a historic landslide victory.
And he even won, for example, in Miami-Dade County, which is a big voter for Hillary back in the election. So he has really proven that he can win elections, that he can handle at least statewide the press and his messaging, and that he has the support of a very large influential state.
He ticks, again, a lot of boxes on the Republican side in terms of being conservative, fiscally, socially. You'd look at him and you go, oh, look, here's a student of Reagan, but he's very much controversial, you would have to say. If we can run through a few of those, his record on COVID while he was governor, what you would say was letting the virus run, but keeping society open.
Look, he's even critical of Donald Trump and his handling of COVID. There's some notorious video or some very interesting video of DeSantis when he's taking the podium and behind him are some people during the pandemic who are wearing masks as federal guidelines would have indicated. And he turns to them on camera and says, you can take those off. I don't know why you're wearing them. You can wear them if you want. But it gives him really almost insults and berates them for wearing masks at a time during a pandemic.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything. And we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine. But this is ridiculous.
So he was definitely on that freedom, as he calls it, of choice. And the book that he's come out with now in his campaign talks about the path of freedom. And that's where he's really focusing now his efforts on this idea of freedom from what he calls the woke mob, the leftist, woke, Marxist, his words, the war against woke. Culture wars is where he is putting his flag, really his American Star-Spangled Banner flag, really in the ground.
We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
It's a real distinction. And it's also really something that could, I think, in the long run, in a general election, if let's say he could even make it through the primary, it's not something that will help him carry the day. He has become extremely, extremely conservative through his policies. So we can say Florida has one of the strictest, if not the strictest, anti-abortion policies in law right now. 6 weeks ban on abortion. Many women wouldn't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. And there's a lot of other things where he's come in and he's put in school laws where he was supportive of what was called the Parental Right to Education Act. And this has really gotten him into an incredible battle against Walt Disney World. Now we can come back to that. That's the critics will call that the Don't Say Gay bill and what that
was. Explain that to us.
The gingerbread man. So this is trying to sow doubt about kids, about their gender identity. It's trying to say that, you know, they could be whatever they want to be. This is inappropriate.
For public schools around the state of Florida, you are prohibited as a teacher for discussing anything that has to do with gender identification, sexual orientation, that would be of a description that would not be fitting, was the way that was the language was written. So it's very generic and are very general and very opaque. And that's why the opponents and the critics just call it the Don't Say Gay bill. What if you have two dads and you're going to school as a kindergartner? Does that mean that that teacher's not even allowed to refer to your dads in common conversation to the other children, classmates, or identify or recognize them to the child themselves? It really sparked a big backlash with a number of people, but in particular, the largest private employer in the state of Florida, which happens to be Disney.
This is the irony. He got married in Disney world in a church with a Catholic priest, and he's now at war with Disney.
He got married in 2009, and now here in 2023, he is in what Rolling Stone magazine is calling the dumbest political vendetta of all time.
But so far, it's DeSantis' fight with Disney that's gotten the most attention. The governor went to war with the company after it criticized his so-called Don't Say Gay legislation.
No corporation is above the law and the people of this state.
Disney has since sued the governor for carrying out a campaign of political retribution and today announced its scrapping plans to move thousands more workers to the state.
The CEO of Disney had enough encouragement from his employees. The CEO came and said, you know what, we're going to take a stance against this. This is when it was a bill, and now it's a law. And as soon as Disney took a stance against this so-called Don't Say Gay bill, they have their own district, which helps them govern. They've got their own fire department and their own system of their waters and things like that. And the governor and the legislature said, we're going to take over that district and appoint our own people to oversee it. And so Disney did a really interesting thing and said, well, we're actually going to, before you officially come in, we're going to make some laws that actually essentially cut you right out and cut your legs off, and you don't have any legs to stand on this. And so then that started a big battle. And then Ron DeSantis came forward and said, well, we're going to build a prison next to Disney World.
Someone even said, like, maybe you need another state prison. Who knows? I mean, I just think that the possibilities are endless.
And then Walt Disney said, well, now we're going to take away this billion-dollar project to do a complex of additional housing and different store outlets and retail. And so on and on it goes. And again, smart, maybe, from his law degrees and the way he's handled his career in some ways up to this point. But is he savvy? Is he politically savvy? But it is very interesting when you think that you've got a governor of a state saying that Walt Disney World, and these are his words, is sexualizing content for children. Come on. Come on. I mean, but this is where you see the rhetoric and the way that he's positioning things and posturing things is how he's trying to build an emotional wave for him to come in on and take the Republican primary.
Even on elections and the expressing your Democratic franchise by casting your vote, he has come in with some fairly extreme policies there, with what people refer to as the election police.
Yeah, no, this is another thing that's first of its kind in the U.S., and here we are in Florida once again. And essentially what's happened here is you've got a number of people, largely from the African-American community or lower socioeconomic backgrounds, who, for reasons that were mistakes actually of the record keepers, they are on the records as registered voters and maybe tried to vote. What got them off the records were maybe a misdemeanor, an infraction, or some reason that they shouldn't officially be on it, but they were. And so this might have happened years ago, but since DeSantis came in and said, we're going to have this special police force dedicated to making sure that every vote is registered properly, there are videos of police physically taking people from their homes. So the people are being incredulous about what's happening. Why is this going on?
Over a year and a half ago, Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a new initiative, an election police unit. Months later, the unit made its first arrests.
Apparently, I guess you have a warrant?
For what?
I'm not sure.
It's for voter stuff, man.
For voters.
It's two felony charges for voter fraud, but they reduced it to $500 bonds. So it's $1,000 total. Oh my God, man. What the?
And what's happened as a result is you've got a real struggle now going on between the ultra-conservatives and other people in that state saying, wait, this isn't what we signed up for. We're not a part of this level of conservatism or this level of extremism. So much so, in fact, that the NAACP just came forward and put in a travel advisory for safety for the entire state of Florida, which is really concerning when you think that this isn't about crime rates. This is about really a reaction to government policies led by Ron DeSantis.
And the NAACP had been an extremely powerful and influential civil rights body, in effect.
Yes. And when you think about the voters that he's going to need to get him over the line, in the primary, frankly, as well as in specifically the general, you can't just have a narrow margin of very ultra-conservative voting bloc be enough to get you over either line.
He's now Trump's main opponent for the Republican nomination to run for president in 2024. But previously, Trump was almost his mentor, his guiding light. He was a big supporter of Trump. Trump endorsed him when he was running for governor.
Thank you, Ron. And everybody needs to support Ron DeSantis.
At what point did they split?
Yes, when did the strange bedfellows breakup happen? Well, it largely happened after his reelection. So we were looking at November 2022 when he was reelected. And because even during that campaign, he had linked himself so closely that he even had political campaigns where he was shown reading to children books about what a great man Donald Trump is.
Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall.
He reads stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
He's teaching Madison to talk.
Make America great again.
Now we've got them as opponents. We've got Donald Trump coming up with a variety of different nicknames that have been batted around.
I'm leading to sanctimonious by a lot.
Then, as a result of Ron DeSantis' launch for president in May on a Twitter platform with Elon Musk as the host, and it was so riddled with glitches.
We've got just a massive number of people online, so it's servers are straining somewhat.
See, I think we're back online here.
You had hundreds of thousands of people who couldn't actually get on, myself included. I tried to get on for that just to be a part of it and listen to hear how it was, and it kept saying, trying to launch. But yet, since he has officially put himself into the real crowded field in the Republican primary, he has raised record numbers of money. He's now, as we're recording this, he's going on a multi-primary state campaign tour. He's already been in Iowa. He's off to New Hampshire. He's on his way to South Carolina, where the big primaries are in the early parts of the campaign. And he's potentially going to pick up some momentum. And I think it's too soon to count him out, even though the poll numbers right now have him in double digits behind Trump in every way that you can look at it.
The attacks appear to have knocked DeSantis back. He's fallen 10 points among GOP voters since March.
Is there a problem, though, in terms of the Trump base and the Republican base being so attached to Trump, that what exactly is he adding that's different? Or is it just he's a younger version, he's got less baggage than Trump has?
Well, I think you've hit it on the head with the younger. He's 44, but he's decades younger than either of the top candidate from the Republican side, or certainly Joe Biden, bless his heart. And what you're looking at is he's certainly also less entangled with law problems. He doesn't have the legal battle swirling all around him like Donald Trump has, who's already been indicted by one court. So I think Ron DeSantis has been thinking, I could emerge from that fog as the person that can probably, I would certainly argue, could debate much better on a primary stage than Donald Trump. Donald's going to be doing whatever he can to get ire and get him to take the bait of his insults and the banter and the way that Donald Trump, that he works. But if Ron DeSantis can rise above that, he's still Trumpy in his policies. So he could be the more articulate version of the word salad Donald Trump. And that might appeal to even some members of the conservative party who don't share the hush money to a porn star idea and wouldn't be an apologist for the sexual assault things. I mean, the legal wranglings going around Donald Trump, not to mention obstructions of justice and the January 6th investigations that are still going on with a special counsel over in the Department of Justice on a federal level, and not to mention the Georgia case. So we've got lots of stuff still yet to come that could unfold as the primary months tick down, that current polls do show Donald Trump losing to Joe Biden in a general, but Ron DeSantis winning against Joe Biden in the general. And if he can emerge victorious from the primary, I think that's what he's got his sights on. Many have said, why aren't you waiting till 2028? And I think he sees that this is his time is now.
And my thanks to Gina London. I'm Fiona Sheen, and today's episode was produced by Garrett Mulhall, researched by Saoirse Mulgrew, with sound by Gavin Hennessy. Archive clips from The New York Post, Politico, HBO, Post Reports, the BBC, The Guardian, Sky News, CBS, NBC, Sirius XM Patriot, and Independent.ie. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow, and leave us a review.